From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, fewer people are flying this holiday season, but don't expect last-minute bargain prices. We'll hear why in just a moment.
But first, Toyota has announced its first official operating loss ever, nearly $1.7 billion. The Japanese automaker says falling demand from consumers is to blame. Earlier, I spoke with Sean McAlinden with the Center for Automotive Research. He says cars just aren't selling.
No, they certainly aren't. They're not buying them all over the world. Even in the fastest growing markets are all suddenly in decline.
The company makes hybrid cars, as we all know, the Prius and others, as well as the Camry, and that does very well. It also makes these big trucks, the Tundra. Which of their products is doing the worst?
Well, I guess the biggest sales crash recently would be the hybrid Prius. In November, the sales fell by over 50%. From where they were during the summer, and prices fell by maybe a third as gasoline obviously got cheaper. And the trucks aren't selling very well either. Brand-new $2 billion truck plants are running at 25% utilization in Texas, and even lines were permanently canceled in Indiana. So in the U.S. market, their sales are down in a spectacular way over the last 2 or 3 months.
And also in other markets?
Yes, Japan itself overall has had should reach one of the lowest sales levels this year in 30 years, a tremendous slump below 5 million. And in India, in Europe, where Toyota's down by more than 25%, it's the same story everywhere for all the major car makers.
So does it make you think, well, it doesn't even matter really what kind of car that these automakers are putting out there? People aren't buying anything?
Well, actually, in the last few months, that's absolutely true. It's almost there's very few examples of success, unless you want to consider, I guess, the Mini from BMW selling well. That particular car is still in short supply in the U.S. market. But at this time, of all the world's automakers, only Volkswagen seems to be running an operating profit, and we don't believe that's going to last.
And why is Volkswagen doing better?
They have some new models that's introduced in a number of markets. They seem to have suffered a smaller sales decline in Europe than their major competitors because of that new set of cars out recently. But I don't think it's going to hold up under these kinds of financial and economic conditions.
Now, Toyota said today they're not even going to put out a goal for auto sales for next year, the first time they haven't done that. Why? Wouldn't that make investors nervous?
I think they've been burned a couple of times. They thought they would pass GM 2 years ago. They certainly thought they were going to hit close to 9.4 million worldwide sales this year. They won't hit even close to 8 million. No one can predict, I think they would say, what the world economy or any major economies, how it's going to behave, when the recovery might start. So why get stuck in a prediction?
Well, does this mean that these companies, Toyota included, are going to revamp their goals in terms of which cars they're going to bring out in future years?
No, I think Toyota's absolutely committed to the product lines they've discussed for the future. They have the world's largest bet and the longest experience in hybrids, and then continue to develop that particular alternative powertrain technology. And eventually that will be spread to their entire lineup. There'll be a version or a model available, I think, for everything they sell worldwide. So, and they're toying with other technologies like pure electric and advanced diesel, because at the size they are now, and with their recent success, they have more resources than any other company or collection of companies in the world auto industry. And they have some excellent processes still to get things done.
So when do they expect, if they are even projecting, when do they expect to return to making a profit?
I think next year, their fiscal year is April 1st to March 31st, so I pretty much think that they'll lose money in the following year as well, next year, this time. Overall, you know, even on a consolidated basis, I think they'll lose several billion dollars. But then with some recovery, particularly in developing markets, by 2010 and 11, I think they'll certainly be back in the black where they belong.
Sean McAlinden is with the Center for Automotive Research. Thank you very much.
Sure.